Are you an achievement-driven person, as I've always been? Are you forever doing, from morning till midnight? If so, you're probably good at making to-do lists. You probably have to-do lists to get you through every day of the week, every hour of the day. In fact, I'm willing to bet you have a master to-do list that you've been working on since about fourth grade. You know the one I'm talking about. It's the list of goals and achievements you think you need to accomplish in order to live a happy, successful, and satisfying life. Your lifelong to-do list probably has lots of goals on it, like mine did. You've probably checked off many of them already. Was your goal a college graduate degree? Check. Is an important-sounding job title more your style? Check. Did you always plan to be a super mom or dad with 2.5 kids and a white picket fence? Check. House? Cars? Travel? Check, check, check. And even if you haven't checked all of your goals off the list yet, you probably have a plan for doing so. All of those pretty little checks. Then why aren't you happy? Truly, deeply happy? Why isn't your heart aglow with a feeling of peace and the contentment of a life well lived? Why do you sometimes wake up in the middle of the night with a sick feeling in your chest, asking yourself, is this all there is? What am I missing? How could you possibly feel so empty when your life is so full? Well, that's the problem with living by lists. They're jam-packed with achievements we think will make us happy, or we're told will make us happy. Many of us even convince ourselves we're actually happy each time we check off a new accomplishment on our list. Perhaps we even feel some genuine joy for 15 minutes or so. If not, we just tell ourselves, that's only because there are still more goals on the list I need to achieve. When I finally achieve goals 22 and 23, then I'll be happy once and for all. So we keep plugging away, week after week, month after month, year after year. It never occurs to us that the to-do list itself is the problem. When we live purely for the sake of achievements, life is all about an imaginary future. We convince ourselves that personal satisfaction and peace of mind is something that will come later, after we reach our major goals. Until then, family, friends, service to the community, and meaningful interests will just have to wait. We assuage our guilt about family by telling ourselves our hard work is for them. When I get to income level X, I can provide for my family even better. I can catch up on quality time once that is settled. For many of us, looking good becomes the CEO of our lives. We invest so much in our title and income and image that soon we begin to jettison from our lives anything that falls outside our battle for career achievement. Meanwhile, we're missing life along the way. We've tossed aside the passions and pursuits that make us who we are and put our relationships on secondary status. We are stressed and anxious and driven. So even in those times we actually make available for our families, we are still not present. We're fighting an internal struggle of, I want to be present. I want to enjoy this moment with my children, family, friends. But in the back of our minds, we're thinking, oh my God, I'm not working toward X. I'm not applying myself to Y. I didn't finish Z. We are ruled entirely by our to-do lists, instead of by the people and passions that make life worth living.